FMs, TMs, ADRPs, ADPs, SCOs, TCs, and call manuals. What do they all mean and why should I care? There are frankly too many types of Army publications for us to keep track of unless you know what you're looking for and where to find them. This week in the huddle, we break down the type of publications, where to find them, and how to utilize them in our daily operations as junior officers. This is a Leaders Huddle episode, Army Publications for Beginners. Welcome back to the Leaders Huddle podcast. Through this podcast, our goal is to educate and inspire the current generation of company grade officers through advancing the discussion of leadership, professionalism, and building high-performing organizations. This is Captain David Wirt bringing you episode 37 on Army Pubs. The Army has a regulation, reference, or manual for just about everything. Navigating the various sources and types of these publications can be intimidating if you don't know where to start or what you're looking for. Finding the right reference, whether you're planning a range, conducting inventory, or writing an op order, should not be a significant emotional event. Today, I'm going to give you a high-level view of the types of references found in the Army publication library and then give some practical steps on how to access and use those references. So let's get started. So the first topic we're going to talk about is the types of publications. According to the Army Publication Directorate website, there are primarily five types of pubs. The first one is administrative, second, technical and equipment, third, doctrine and training, fourth, engineering, and fifth, medical. For the sake of time, we're not going to dive into the engineering or medical categories because those are very narrow focused, and personally, I've rarely referenced them, and we could spend hours just talking about publications, so I want to focus on the first thing. They're not to say that they are unimportant, just that they are used for a very specific function. All right, so administrative publications. These are high-level strategic and corporate business processes that are often signed by the Chief of Staff of the Army or the Secretary of the Army. They ensure uniform implementation of public law, policy guidance, and instructions from higher headquarters, such as the Department of Defense and federal government. Some types of administrative publications include journal orders, Army regulations, and Department of the Army pamphlets or DA PAMs. DA PAMs are instructional publications which, unless explicitly outlined Army Reg, are for guidance only. DA PAMs are supplements to Army regulations but are not policies. Some examples of pertinent regulations and pamphlets for company grade leaders to be comfortable with include Army Regulation 600-20, which is the Army Command Policy. Save it to your desktop if you're an Army commander at any level. It has the bare minimum requirements of the programs that you need to have in place, such as a equal opportunity program, sexual harassment, sexual assault response program, family care plan, counseling programs. You need to have it, get comfortable, and reference it frequently. Army Regulation 350-1 is Army Training and Leader Development. It lays out the baseline requirements for quarterly, semi-annual, annual training and leader development processes. For example, explaining the regulation on how many APFTs a soldier is supposed to take in a calendar year, how often you're supposed to do certain anti-terrorism training or those mandatory 351-dash type training you'll hear about that you've got to plan out and be proactive. Reference that frequently, because if you don't know what you're supposed to plan out training, your training statistics may suffer, and that ultimately impacts your readiness. AR735-5, Property Accountability Procedures. I highly recommend for commanders and XOs to get comfortable with when you're looking at your requirements for inventorying and property accountability, physical security of your property. It's also a good reference to understand how the FLIPL process or financial liability investigation for property loss process works. If you're going into command and you haven't gotten familiar with this one, check with your S4 or your PBO. It's a good reference to have. Army Regulation 25-50, Managing Correspondence. This is the Army Reg for how to prepare memorandums, even emails, how it lays out what you can officially sign or how you can officially sign items in blue or black ink. I kind of find it ironic that according to the APD's website, AR-25-50 is the most commonly referenced or searched for referenced on their website. I'm sure some of those hits are likely from my cadets when I kick back substandard memos and I tell them to search for AR-25-50 in red ink in my corrections. But it's important to have that, especially as a staff officer, when you're doing a lot of memorandums or policy letters, and when you write something to your boss, it needs to be professional looking. Okay, the fourth reference I want to highlight is DA PAM, or Department of the Army Pamphlet 600-3, which is the Commissioned Officer Professional Development and Career Management Pamphlet. It's a very long, very broad pamphlet that lays out the guidance for for officers in each branch of the Army, even the functional areas, on the professional military education, gates they need to hit, career timelines, personal development type activities that they can do. If you're a cadet, or you know you're at Bullock looking to learn more about your branch of the future or the branch you're in, get comfortable with that pamphlet. Bring the career map picture when you do some counseling with your Raider battalion commander, and when you talk to branch, have it in front of you to make sure you're sort of on timeline to get to the career course, get into command, those type of 5 to 7 year type of gates that you need to hit. Really good reference to get comfortable with. The last one, Army Regulation and DA PAM 623-3, which is the Army Evaluation System. It is tied to the electronic evaluation system, so you need to just a personal TTP I use when I'm looking at writing OERs and NCOERs. I have those references up, so I'm using the right terminology and lexicon when I'm writing my OERs and NCOERs for my soldiers and officers. So this is not an all-inclusive list, but includes several of the most searched according to the APD website. And they're just baseline regulations that we need to get comfortable with, so we're executing Army regulation and policy correctly. All right, moving on to topic two. These are technical and equipment publications. Technical manuals, or TMs as they're commonly referred to, are reference publications that include the basic operating instructions and inventory items for Army equipment. Just about every piece of equipment in the Army inventory is a TM, from your Humvee to your M4 to your PVS-14 night vision and PVS-7 night vision goggles that you use. They all have technical manuals, or TMs. There are different levels of TMs based on the level of maintenance or repair required for a piece of equipment. For the frontline leaders out there, you just really need to focus on learning and finding what are the 10-level TMs, referred to as -10, because the numerical filing order ends with a -10. This is where the basic PMCS, preventive maintenance checks and services list, is located, and all of the basic issue items, or BII, are listed for your command maintenance and supply functions, respectively. So standard Army procedure: Monday morning, you're out there doing command maintenance. Motor pool stables is what's colloquially known as. Your soldiers should be doing their PMCS by a -10. And if you are a PL and you've got cyclic inventories in your Humvee, you need to have your -10 or 10 level TM hand receipt out there, so you're inventorying based on what the basic issue item, what the Army says is the BII for that piece of equipment. It's important to note that TMs update every so often, and it's critically important that you have the most up-to-date TMs for your equipment. If you're inventorying off an old TM, it's going to be really challenging to rectify your hand receipt when you go back and review it, and you may find errors or shortages that don't really exist or not there. So you got to check every so often. TMs are found on the Electrical Technical Manuals application or ETMs through the Logistics Information Warehouse website, or LIW, which you need to apply for to get an account. I still keep my LIW account. I log on every month to keep it fresh. It's a invaluable resource for the company XOs and commanders out there. I'm telling you, as an FSC commander, I was referencing TMs every day or every other day, based on the size of some of my hand receipts on how many items I had in inventory. Just got to check it. Make sure your supply sergeant and supply techs have it in account. I would encourage your PLs to get an account so they can also find, know where to find the TMs for their equipment. You know, real easy. A couple, another equipment reference to include sets, kits, and outfits, or SKOs. These are purely an inventory listing for property book items that are not traditional Class 7 end items like a Humvee. A Humvee doesn't have a SKO, but your extensive toolkits will have a SKO, like an engineer, carpenter's kit, or squad kit, and these are what are known as commercial off-the-shelf items that have now been added to the Army inventory that are not on a TM, but they're on a long listing called a SKO that can also be found on LIW, and LIW has a specific application for SKOs. SKOs also update on a frequent basis. Some update every 6 months or every year. And the challenge with SKOs is that the Army doesn't publish the changes to certain SKOs. So you got to kind of line through them and make sure that the last time you inventoried something hasn't changed on a specific piece of equipment. Our last and possibly most important topic to cover is doctrine and trading references. For this broad range of topics, we're going to focus on ADPs, ADRPs, FMs, and ATPs, those group of references that are initiated by the Doctrine 2015 program. ADPs, or Army Doctrine publications, are concise references that explain the fundamental principles by which the military forces operate to achieve national objectives. We're talking high-level, key terminology, key principles that you hear our general officers highlight a lot on either their LPDs or briefings, and the principles of war and fundamentals of operations that we learn at our commissioning sources and Bullock. So a few pertinent APDs that we will need to be familiar with include ADP-1, which is literally titled the Army, ADP-3-0, Unified Land Operations, ADP-7-0, Training, and ADP-6-22, which is Army Leadership. And I would also include ADP-6-0, Mission Command, in there. ADPs are normally pretty short, no more than 10 to 15 pages, brief, update to refresh yourself on key fundamentals. And they're supplemented by ADRPs, Army Doctrine Reference Publications. They support, ADRPs support ADPs with detailed explanations for all of all doctrinal principles. Every ADP has a supporting ADRP, and ADRPs are normally less than 100 pages. They just give you more of a focused explanation, so when you're using it as a reference, you can get a little more specific. Just below ADRPs are field manuals, or FMs. They explain tactics and procedures. They describe how the Army executes operations described in their higher level ADPs and ADRPs. Field manuals are what you pull out when you're playing an FTX or a company PT event or a range. They are prescribed how-to guides and serve as a standard. Each branch has their own FM, and FMs have categories based on their purpose. There are about 50 FMs currently in the Army circulation. The most recent published one is FM-3-0, Army Operations, just published in October. And we actually have a focused podcast coming up with some officers out of the Combined Arms Center to talk about the new FM-3-0. So keep a lookout for that podcast. Some other FMs to get familiar with include FM-6-0, Mission Command and the Operations Process. Very pertinent for those on staff. It lays out, it can lay out how we go through the military decision-making process in op order formats. Really, really good key reference to have. Army Leader Development, FM-6-22, that was published in 2015. I use that as a reference a lot for my cadets when we're looking at how do we design a individual leader development program or developmental activities to improve your capacity in the six Army leader competencies and attributes based on the Army leader requirements model. So pretty good reference. John Silk, former member of CowDoll, actually had an opportunity to write the coaching section on 6-22. So check it out if you haven't. It's a really practical how to developing your individual leaders in your organization. And last FM I want to highlight, FM-7-0, train to win a complex world. An incredibly important reference to get familiar with when you're designing your training plans to ensure that you are creating relevant and challenging training opportunities for your organization at the platoon and company level. I mean, you know, at the battalion level, your battalion S3 listeners podcast, got to have FM70 on your desktop. Okay, last in this third group is ATPs, or Army Techniques Publications. These are publications that contain techniques, non-prescriptive ways or methods used to perform missions, functions, or tasks. You know, it's a challenge to limit my recommendations to just a few ATPs. There are dozens, if not 100, over ATPs, and you know, some are very focused on a specific task like satellite operations. So if you're a signal officer out there, go find the satellite operations ATP and save it. I mean, there's ATPs just for every single branch, going down to almost close to every MOS, and we got to get familiar with it. If you're looking for specific crosswalk training functions when you're building your company metal plan or metal brief, those are the references to use when you want to train individual and collective tasks. But since this is a podcast focused on leader and organizational development, I would encourage all of our listeners to check out ATP 6-22.1, which is the counseling process, and ATP 6-22.6, Army team building. All right, now that I've covered some of the types of publications, let's discuss where to find them. Two of the best locations are Army Publication Directorate website, www.apd.army.mil, and the previously mentioned Logistics Information Warehouse website, LIW. Both require CAC card access, and LIW does require registration. It's pretty simple. If you're a lieutenant out there, make sure you know where to find both and save them to your favorites on your browser of choice. I'd recommend getting familiar with both websites and learning which references you need for the position you're in. For me, when I was the S4, I was S4 primary for a battalion, it was very important for me to get comfortable with all the sustainment and logistics manuals. So I burned them all to a disk and would carry them on me when going to an FTX, since we didn't have network access and we're going through the MDMP cycle. I want to make sure that the sustainment paragraph and the appropriate annexes to the op orders are sound and sound in doctrine and how they're written, so we can have a concise plan to execute sustainment operations for the mission we were on. And if you don't have network access, then you can't reference them. So save them to a disk and make sure you keep them on you. Really good little tool, and you can take them with you onto your next job. So if you come across a mistake or a recommended update to a publication, the Army does actually have a process for that. In Army Regulation 25-30, paragraph 2-4, it outlines how this should be done. The form that gets filled out is a DA form 2028 at the beginning of each manual and regulation. It'll typically say who to change and who the change form should be sent to. Sometimes you actually have the proponent for the regulation reach out to you personally if you got special expertise. I mentioned earlier that John Silk, former Caudill Operations Officer, helped write part of FM 6-22, which is why we asked him to come back in a previous episode on the coaching episode. So that's the basics on Army publications. Running a little short on time, so I just want to focus for Army pubs. You got to know what they are, where to find them, and how to use them. Make sure your subordinates know where to find them as well, and sometimes you just have to show them on the specific websites so they are more empowered to find the information that you have. All right, this wraps up today's Leaders Huddle podcast. In the next group of episodes, we're focusing on the topic of readiness. We're going to break down the Chief of Staff's number one priority in our next episode by focusing on readiness through command maintenance. Check us out on Twitter. You can tweet to us directly with the handle @leaders_huddle. And we also have a Facebook page. You can find all of our episodes at iTunes and Google Play. Keep sending us likes and comments and reviews on iTunes. And if you have a specific episode you want us to talk about, put it in the form of an iTunes review. This is the Leaders Huddle Podcast, signing off. The views expressed in the Leaders Huddle podcast are the opinions of the hosts and guests. The discussion shared here does not represent the official position of the United States Military Academy or the U.S. Army.